Hello, this is Mike Harbath with another Shoot the Moon podcast, broadcasting live and direct from Revenue Rocket World Headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. Revenue Rocket is the global premier firm that's focused on both growth strategy and M&A for IT services firms, as you know, for all you regular listeners. I am honored today to be with my partners, Matt Lockhart and Ryan Barnett. And Sahil Patel, who is a new member to our team. Matt and Sahil have recently been at the RSA Security Conference, and the topic of today's podcast will be to talk about their experience and observations there. So, Brian, Matt, Sahil, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be back. It took a few days to recover from the RSA conference, a little tired, you know, had to ice the feet and legs and whatnot, but boy, it was a great experience.
Yeah, and we're glad that you got the team to go, and I'd love to ask you a few questions on what actually happened at the show, what we learned, what advice we can give to other vendors that are in the space, and learn a little bit more as we go along. So, I'd love to see this, and Sahil, this was your first technology show, is that right?
Yep, that was my first time at a conference, and it was definitely a very unique experience that it opened my eyes to cybersecurity, a lot of new technology that's going on right now, and then a bunch of new industries that could be looking at just adding small product lines that are just amazing new technologies.
That's great. That's great. We always appreciate just meeting people. So tell me a little bit about the show. Tell us all about RSA. Why do people attend the show? How big it is? Just general kind of demographics so everyone kind of understands what we're talking about.
Sure. It's the first time RSA has been back post-COVID. And you could tell certainly that everyone was super excited, not only just to be back at RSA, but you know, commonly you saw people fired up to just be together. And I heard that it was maybe a little smaller than in years past, but there were, I think, over 15,000 people that came through the doors. So while maybe a little smaller, it was awfully active. Couldn't find a hotel room in all of San Francisco, and you just saw the buses rolling around downtown San Francisco filled with people who were going back and forth from their hotels to the Moscone Conference Center. So it was quite active. There were literally hundreds and hundreds of vendors who were promoting their wares on the expo floor. So I guess I would say it represented the continued growth and awareness in the security industry as a whole. Sahil, what did you see?
Yeah, so I guess walking around the floor, I definitely resonate with that. There's a ton of vendors. And I think the really interesting part was there's a lot less, I guess, end users than I expected, but there's still a decent amount where you got to learn about their business, what they're doing, and what vendors they're looking at, and even a few are just looking to go through the different conferences and meetings that are going on, some seminars and keynote speakers, which have been really impactful to some of the people I talk to.
It's really interesting to hear. So you just help the audience here understand who is the audience that attends. Is it our users of RSA? This is from understanding the user conference. And from what I can, they're really leaders in identity and access type management. What brings vendors to the show?
Yeah, so I guess in my perspective, personally, from the people I've talked to, a lot of the vendors were just looking to give out demos and products to different other vendors or even end users if they can find. But a lot of the pitches I heard were, hey, we have this new product, look at our demo, and then see if it could help your client and pitch it out to them. So it's kind of like a pass it along kind of word of the vibe, and then giving out the merch and making sure people just know that that company exists. And there's a lot of like new startups, new companies that are kind of developing their product, or they have a product, but it's not in the market, or they're working on getting into the market, is kind of what I've seen.
Yeah, I'll build on that a little bit, Sahil, and I think that's super insightful. Obviously, with the growth in need for security as a whole, right? I mean, this is, if not the number one priority for CIOs and CEOs, it's at the top of the list, right? Protection of an organization's network, their data, and is directly related to, the value that they, bring to their customers. And so there's just a tremendous, growth in the industry overall, as that need has become, more and more recognized, to overall corporate value. As such, there's been just a total influx of capital into this space. The amount of, financial backers, be it venture capitalists, private equity firms, and the like, was, really, pretty, really aware, right? And I think that it's somewhat it was represented, by the amount of vendors, again, who are in the expo. I think it's sort of, you think about it where it's like, if you're going to be in the space, well, then you had to be at RSA, right? It was, from a marketing perspective, overall presence within the market, et cetera, et cetera. To Sahil's point, it's not as though they were spending a lot of time with end customers. They were just ensuring that, end customers and the market as a whole saw that they were there. And so it's kind of like you had to be there if you're going to be recognized as a player within the security industry.
That certainly makes sense. And it's when that amount of people come together towards a common goal, the opportunity to talk about, who you are, what you do, and how you're different is important and learn. And so, I'd love for each of you to tell me, what's one thing that you did learn about the security space? Was there anything that arose as something that was people were gravitating towards, maybe a category or a vendor, that was just interesting?
Sure. Well, the theme of the conference was transform. And I think that was, pretty adequate because the entire security industry is under, continual transformation. Here's a common theme that you saw, which was, shift left security. And, the concept behind shift left security is how can you build security into your overall, software application environment as the software is being built, right? So you're building security into the software that is going to be residing in, in your network. Another theme was, cloud-based security. Obviously this goes hand in hand with shifting left because organizations are relying more and more upon, the cloud. And so as you are relying upon your cloud vendors to provide base overall network security, right? Organizations that are building towards the cloud need to build upon that by ensuring that their applications are secure. Along those lines, you saw a new concept, which was API security, right? So as organizations are stitching multiple applications together through an API layer, that's a new threat area, for hackers and attackers to go into, within API security. So you see this evolving, sort of evolving and more comprehensive overall security posture that is needed. And so I think that was interesting. It also, because there's so much change, it goes back to, were there a lot of companies who were, promoting those themes, but there is a lot of overlap from vendors related to those areas. Sahil, what did you see?
Nomad, I think you're exactly on the dot. And with a lot of those services, there was like pendant penetration testing for API security. So you have your old functionalities that can apply to a new field, essentially. And the fun aspect, I think, is that most of these companies are 3 to 4 years or even younger. And so you see that a lot of the new industries trends have just come right when COVID started. The need for cybersecurity has increased greatly. And I think it's great that there's a lot of new companies, but I totally agree that there's going to be a need for consolidation given from vendor to vendor. There's a lot of similarities that I can see that they're doing. It's just about who's out there first or who's getting the biggest vendors.
Yeah, I'd love to dig into that a little bit more. And so if we think about transactions in the space, and many of these vendors are overlapping, I know that the list of vendors presenting was almost 400. So and beyond that, there was, I'm guessing, thousands that attended. And if you look at zoom out and take away from this conference, there are thousands upon thousands of security vendors. For example, PitchBook has 2,300 tracked security vendors out there. Did you see anything specific in the space of where that overlap could turn into a 1+1=3 type scenario? Or maybe even differently, are companies looking to expand their product offering with services or service offerings with products? And maybe doing so with acquisitions in mind.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, Ryan. To kind of unpack that a little bit, another common theme, and this came from the leaders of end user organizations, is the need for tool consolidation, right? Because the more tools that are within a corporate environment, the more risks in a sense that occur, because you got to make sure that all those tools are playing together, right? And they do fit together well. And two, you got to have the talent that, that can do that. And, within the overall technology industry as a whole, we know that there's just a huge talent shortage. And within security, it's probably one of the most extreme areas for talent shortage, right? So this is driving these end user CIOs and CISOs to think, how do I increase my ability to protect but decrease the amount of complexity? So they're distinctly talking about tool consolidation, which is sort of at odds with, again, the amount of tool vendors out there and the amount of overlapping functionality in play. And now to speak to, the ability to provide comprehensive services related to all of these tool vendors, well, quite honestly, there is nobody who can keep up with all of this. Right. There's not one, and so each of the, security tool product vendors have services related to their distinct tools. Right. But they don't necessarily have the connective tissue to other corresponding tools that will enable that, sort of greater level of overall protection.
Yeah, it's such an interesting dichotomy. We've got every tool possible to fit every, fix every problem, but no one knowing what to use or how to use it or who to implement it. I'm guessing this reminds me of a shelfware back in the day. Just a lot of people buying technology for technology's sake and not necessarily having it lead to something that can be utilized better.
Yeah, I think it's spot on, Ryan. And so, you think about who are some of the sort of the leading vendors, if you will, and SentinelOne comes to mind, and which is primarily a reseller. And you know, their focus is in driving additional products, right? And so you combine that with the efforts and the money spent by the marketing for these new tool vendors, and I can only imagine that there's just a whole bunch of confusion for, you know, for again these end customer leaders. I think it represents a real opportunity for those security services organizations who can make sense, right? And think about the business need and then the appropriate tools for customers' particular environments. I mean, you think about sort of IT and OT. Well, there's better vendors for that space than there are for, oh, say, financial services. And so having service providers that can understand the distinct needs of customers across, you know, different industry segments, and then making sense of, you know, what is the best protection layers offered by the right tool vendors, while at the same time reducing complexity, right? And so, you know, that's a hard challenge. And I'm not sure that that RSA benefits, you know, the industry, because they're there to promote everybody, right? And so, you know, there's work to be done to continue to quote unquote transform.
Yeah, very interesting. It's odd that a user conference like this brings in this many vendors. Truly a relatively unique to have something where there is almost a communal gathering place for customers and vendors alike. Great. One takeaway, Sahil and Matt, just help wrap us up here. What are something that people in the space or even people looking at, what's one thing that you've learned that could be applied to their business today?
Sahil, I'll let you go first.
Sounds like a plan. So I guess with me being on the floor and talking to different sales vendors and I guess end users as well, I kind of think the biggest takeaway in my opinion was that there's a lot of different products that are there, but it's going to be very hard to find what's best for you. And it's also it's hard to determine what's the best out there when there aren't many differentiators. It's everyone's doing API security or penetration testing, but what's kind of like the big outlier? And that's kind of something that I was looking to learn. And just when I'm looking at a vendor, I'm like, what separates them from someone else? And for me, it was really hard, which is also a good thing that the industry, the technology has improved so much that it's hard to tell what's better than the next person. But at the same time, we always want the best product. So that's kind of my key takeaway.
Yeah, it's insightful, Sahil. I mean, again, it's this theme of so many, right? So if there's one key takeaway is that within this space, there is going to be consolidation, right? These end user CIOs are demanding it, you know, within their organizations to reduce complexity. The amount of vendors who are in a Series A, Series B, Series C, even Series D financing stage was dramatic. I mean, it was clearly the majority of the vendors there are in that stage. And so not everyone is going to survive. You know, harken back 120 years to the start of the automobile, and there were hundreds of automobile companies. Well, the hundreds didn't survive, as we know. Now, I don't think it's going to be as dramatic as that, the level of consolidation, but there is going to be a dramatic level of consolidation within this space. And so, you know, what does that mean? Well, that provides clear and distinct opportunities for merger and acquisitions, that, you know, those that are going to be able to think ahead, you know, not in months, but in years, to be able to stitch together the functionality in the right way and go to market in a more comprehensive fashion, Those are going to be the winners. And so, you know, and we've seen it, obviously, you know, Ryan, Mike, and Sahil, with the number of mandates that we have, you know, within our M&A practice. And so, you know, we're super excited. Great opportunity to learn. It was a great opportunity to, you know, get a feel for the different organizations out there, to meet literally hundreds and hundreds of people so that we can be in a great position to assist our clients and in those consolidation efforts.
Great. Thank you both for the insights here today. Really appreciated. And with that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you to walk us out.
Sounds good, Ryan. Thanks so much. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Sahil, for your insights. Very interesting conversation about the RSA conference. With that, as we say every week, we'll tie a ribbon on it. We wish all of you a great week out there. If we can be any help to you as you think about how to grow your IT services business or thinking about M&A initiatives, particularly in the current market, don't hesitate to reach out to us at info@revenuerocket.com or revenuerocket.com for other insights. Thanks, and make it a great day.